The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, the FBI is investigating another sighting of a man in a jetpack flying around LAX.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Tommy Lasorda?
No, it's not going to be Tommy Lasorda. Elroy Jetson, doesn't this remind you and I are close enough in age to have watched the Jetsons? This is what the Jetsons was all about.
I didn't watch adult cartoon shows, so I didn't watch the Jetsons. But the last few days have been helicopters flying over my house no more than 50 feet above the trees.
That's not as exciting
so
as a jetpack, though.
No, this is scary, believe me. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, baseball wants to keep some big changes. Zion has a new head coach, and Ryan Fitzpatrick sounds wounded. But we begin today with Clayton Kershaw striking out 8 and giving up only 1 run and 2 hits in 6 innings of work last night as the Dodgers took Game 1 of the World Series. Mookie Betts manufactured his own run on 2 stolen bases in the 5th and hit a home run in the 8th. Cody Bellinger hit a 2-run homer in the 4th to give the Dodgers the lead. He made another great catch. Wilbon, let us do what they do in hockey and rank the stars in reverse order.
In reverse order, 3-2-1. Okay, even though he made a great catch and he put the Dodgers on top, I'm going with Bellinger 3rd. I mean, it's a big star night for the Dodgers. I'm going with Bellinger 3rd. I'm going with Mookie 2nd, even though Mookie, on any other night it seems, in any other team, any other series, could be 1st easily, and I could justify him being 1st if I needed to. I'm going to go Kershaw 1st, because you know how I feel about postseason pitching and starting pitching still. I know it's a 1950s construct I seem to be working from about starting pitching, but I'm going to go Kershaw 1st. Tony, what about you?
So we have no disagreement. That is exactly the order I would go in, and what I would point out about Mookie Betts and Bellinger is they are both MVPs. They are playing side by side. No team has anything like that. For the appreciable years to come, that's going to be really scary. But let me get to Kershaw. Because in the first inning, I was terrified for Kershaw. There was a single. There was a walk. I thought he got very lucky on the swing. There wasn't even a real swing. The checked swing of Hunter Renfro that they called him out.
I thought
he made a great play on the swinging bunt where he threw it 100 miles an hour to Max Muncy. That could have gone into right field. Honestly, I thought he could have had 3 or 4 runs against him in the first inning. I'm listening to John Smoltz in real time say he can't get the slider where he wants it, but if he gets through this inning, he'll cruise. And Smoltz was 100% right, because that's what happened. I was very happy that Dave Roberts only let him go 6. 78 pitches, whatever it was. Save him for Game 5, because his ERA from the 7th inning on is over 7. You don't want to go down that rabbit hole. I thought it was handled very well.
The thing that Smoltz said about the slider was what got me at early. I'm thinking if he can't locate this thing, he's going to have his usual Clayton Kershaw struggle in a World Series start.
Yes.
So I thought, let me just say this about Mookie Betts. And I understand there's a budget. Most teams have a budget. The Red Sox, it's a phony budget because they don't really have to have a budget. But to get rid of Mookie Betts, to let Mookie Betts go under any circumstance now seems like the dumbest decision of the last, 3 to 5 years in baseball, maybe in all of sports, to let this guy go. He is a marvel in the outfield. He is everything you want at the plate. He tries. He gets along with his teammates. He's enthusiastic. He's a pro's pro. Are the Boston Red Sox to let Mookie Betts go? Unbelievable.
So you're completely right. So that run that he got you know, put the same distance between the Dodgers and the Rays after the home run by Kiermaier.
35 foot lead off third base.
I had Tim Kirchin on the podcast today.
Jeez.
So I had Timmy on, and I was asking him, and he said there aren't five guys in the league that could take a secondary lead and beat that ground ball throw at the plate, and Mookie Betts is one of them.
That's
You're
right.
100%
on the Dodgers. What are you doing? Letting this guy go.
They're nuts.
By the way, you don't want to hear this, but El Mago, one of those five. I'm just saying. The Rays will have their ace on the mound tonight. Former Cy Young Award winner, 2 years removed. Blake Snell goes against the Dodgers rookie, Tony Gonsolin. At least for a little while, Tone. Gonsolin threw 41 pitches in game 7 Sunday night, so Dave Roberts might have to go to Julio Urias or Dustin May early in the game. Yeah. Might have to. Tone, do you like Snell over a possible pitching collage from the Dodgers?
I like Snell okay, but I like Charlie Morton better than Snell.
I do too.
Charlie Morton doesn't give up anything in the postseason. What I think makes game 2 so important is I think Charlie Morton's going to win game 3. So that makes this a critical game.
Swing game.
Snell's a good pitcher. He's a good pitcher, but so far in the playoffs, 2-2 with a 3.20 ERA. He only went 4 innings in the game 7 against Houston. Look, I think that Cash is going to pull him a lot quicker than he pulled the kid last night, Glasnow. He let Glasnow go, I think, 112 pitches.
Yeah, but
most of his
had those
career.
Two walks. It was time to get rid of Glasnow.
More than any other pitcher this year for Tampa. He had 6 walks.
Yes.
He was not locating the ball. I was very surprised that he wasn't pulled earlier.
Right.
Snell is not going to have that leash because the way they win is with relief pitchers. That's how they win. That's how they got here.
You know what, Tony? I mean, I throw out formulas in the postseason, particularly if you get a pitcher with some experience, with a resume, and he's on, you know, then you have to really make a decision if he's not wild.
If he's on.
Yes. So the question is, do you think Snell can be on? Not do you think how long is his leash? I think Snell can be on. I think he will be on. And I think this series will be tied 1-1 after tonight. And then your supposition about Morton becomes really interesting.
Yeah. So let's go to Gonsolin. He was pitching on Sunday, threw 41 pitches, 2 earned runs, 3 walks, and a home run in 41 pitches.
Not
He's
going
to pitch 2 to 3 innings at the most tonight. Then they bring in the red-haired kid. Then they bring
about
in Urias. Mike, it's so odd because we are of the same era. They only have 2 starting pitchers.
Yes.
They've only got Buehler and Kershaw.
Yeah.
They're going to depend on them to win 2 games each.
Okay, do you
other
trust
than that,
a
what do they do?
Night in the World Series? I realize that teams are going to do it, and more teams do it now in the postseason. I'm not trusting that. I'm going to put a little bit of trust going into tonight and tomorrow night in the starting pitching. That's just me.
Let us stay with baseball. The commissioner, Rob Manfred, said he would like to keep some version of these expanded playoffs, and he'd like to keep the extra inning rule where you start with a runner on second base. There was no mention of the 7-inning doubleheaders or the universal DH.
Yuck.
Tony Clark said he would take a wait-and-see approach for the players. Wilbon, are you happy with keeping these changes?
No. No, I'm not. And let's deal with the most important things. The doubleheader, that has to go. You can't have that. Putting a guy on second, I thought I was going to hate it for extra innings. I don't hate it. I saw it a number of times in the games I'm watching involving my team, the Cubs, and maybe because they won more of them, I don't even know what their record was in such games. I just thought, you know what? This is okay. I don't want to be here 5.5 hours. And God knows an American League game, not anyone, if the Yanks or Sox are involved, can take that long. So shortening the game, good. That's got to be among the missions at the top of this anyway. But the expanded playoffs, no. Why do you want to just devalue your regular season? I mean, if baseball wants to go to a 105-game season, which they're not going to do, then you can have expanded playoffs. But if you're going to just devalue your regular season, 162, the most important regular season in the history of all sports, what the hell are you doing? No to the expanded playoffs. No.
Okay, so we agree on the starting the runner at second, and I like the 7-inning doubleheaders, think I would.
Ugh.
I'm iffy on the DH, I don't know. But let me talk about the playoffs in the same way that you have. I sit here and I say that when you put 16 teams in the NBA and they only have 30, so you get more than half, it's too much. So I'm not going to say it's not too much in baseball, even though I have to concede that in this strange year I liked it. What I like most of all about the recent playoffs in baseball is the sudden death game, the wild card game. There's no real mathematical way, if you expand the playoffs, you can do that. Because if you had, say, 14 teams, let's say, the only way to get to four at the end, because I like 2 out of 3 and 3 out of 5 and 4 out of 7. I do like that. But the only way to get to that is if the third division winner had to play the knockout game, which I don't think is fair.
Is that fair?
So I'm stuck. I'm stuck, Mike, either wanting 10 or wanting 16. Because what I don't want, and I don't think you do either, is buys. Buys are not good for the team that's earned them.
They're not good for the team winning. Not in baseball. Stop messing with it.
No, it's not good.
Stop messing with it. You know what? Here's the real deal, Tony. This makes me sad because this is selfish. Basically, all these things are being done for children. People my son's age who they want to get who can't pay attention to anything for more than a half an hour. Or people a little older, your son's age. So between 12 and 35, that's where they're concentrating their efforts. Because they don't care about us anymore. They don't care about the people who hang on to their 162-game season. But then you know what? Then get rid of the damn season. If you don't value it yourself, get rid of it.
You want to get rid of the whole season? That's fairly radical.
No. 110? You know, don't try.
162.
Then what are you doing to have a single elimination?
We're not in the demographic.
No,
we're
not.
In the dead demographic.
We are.
No one is selling to us.
That's sad.
No one. Let's take a break.
Jeez.
Coming up, the New Orleans Pelicans pick Zion's new head coach.
Nobody's selling to us. How pathetic. Should the Washington football team keep its new name? I've already said this. I've already weighed in with this. I told you what was going to happen. They're going to keep the new name forever.
They sell Depends to us. Those are the commercials they sell. Spanx and Depends.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Playing What's the Word makes me ecstatic in my attic. Word up, producer, what's first?
Stan Van Gundy is a blank choice to coach the Pelicans.
He's a throwback choice. They certainly don't want the Stan Van Gundy that coached in Detroit and was the general manager in Detroit at the same time, who had 3 losing seasons and the 1 year got to the playoffs, didn't win any games at all. They're looking for the Orlando Stan Van Gundy, who had all winning seasons, or the Miami Stan Van Gundy, who had all winning seasons. I wonder if they interviewed Jeff Van Gundy and picked Stan Van Gundy. They ought to hire Jeff Van Gundy to do their games, to do the broadcasts, and criticize Stan Van Gundy. Mike, I've told you this before. I don't like that job. I think there's too much pressure. I think people think they're going to win right away because of Zion Williamson. I think whoever took this job, and it's Stan Van Gundy, isn't going to have a long run at it.
I think he can, Tony. You know why? Because he is a professorial choice. They have to have a teacher and a coach. You mentioned throwback. Throwback to what coaches have meant to us, old guys like us. You know, now, if you coach somebody, they think you're criticizing him. Well, Stan Van doesn't mind that if they think that. And he's got Zion, who's 20, Ingram, who's 23, Ball, who's 22, Josh Hart, The old man of the group was 25. Even Okafor, Jahlil Okafor, he's been around for a while. He's 24. So you got those five guys, among others, 25 and under. You got to teach them. They need to learn something. And Stan Van Gundy's got plenty to teach them. Plenty.
Three-year job is the way I see it. Then he goes back to TV, and he's good. What's next?
It would be blank for the Washington football team to keep that name for 2021.
It would be smart, and that's not an organization that does smart things. The new president said, we don't have time to rebrand this quickly. Don't rebrand at all. Look, this name is so unbelievably clunky that it's cute. I love when somebody on TV says, and now for the highlights of the football team. I mean, I never thought I would like it, but I find myself liking it. I think the logo in its simplicity with just the team colors and the single W, I think it looks really good. It's sort of like the man on second that I thought I would hate. I thought I would hate this. You don't want a new nickname. You'll open up a can of worms because it'll be compared to the old nickname. Just stay with this. Let it slide. Stay with it.
3 months ago, I told you this was great. I told you it was going to stick, not just for the 21 season, but for good. And you hated it. I told you then, so it's Wilbon predicted is the word. It's like soccer. Straight theft from soccer, which you hate. And that's the reason primarily why you hated Washington football team. It is a theft from soccer. It's a smart way to market. It points to another demographic that does not include you, me either, but more me than you. Thank you, Chelsea, for letting me come and watch. So I had this. All along, you're welcome.
Good.
You're welcome.
You had this. I just wish it was Washington team football. WTF would make me so happy. Eat your words, Wilbon. Let's take one last break.
Created
what's still to come,
word.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has strong feelings about being benched.
And Patrick Mahomes, not Pat, Patrick, describes how he feels about possibly playing in the snow in Denver.
I find myself liking it. It makes me laugh and it makes me grin, so I like it. I do.
I don't laugh or grin, but that's going to be the name.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 71st birthday, Mike Keenan. Is there an NHL bench feisty Mike Keenan hasn't stood behind and urged some team to get better right now? He coached 1,386 games and he won 672 of them for the Philadelphia Flyers, Chicago Blackhawks, New York Rangers, St. Louis Blues, Vancouver Canucks, Boston Bruins, Florida Panthers, and Calgary Flames. He won the Stanley Cup with the Rangers in 1994 when Mark Messier famously guaranteed it. He took the Flyers to the Stanley Cup twice and he took your Blackhawks once, Wilbon. For a long while, Keenan's was always the name mentioned when somebody thought their team could and should be better. Get Mike Keenan. Coaches get fired in hockey more than in any sport. 3 or 4 years, an eternity in hockey, and fired coaches become rehired in a wild spin cycle. Keenan never went past 4 years anywhere, only got through four with Philadelphia and Chicago. John Tortorella may be today's Mike Keenan.
Tony, he's 12th all-time in victories for NHL coaches. I wonder, though, if he's going to wind up going to the Hall of Fame. Tony, he only won once. And I know that's in New York, and so it inflates it in a great many minds. But I don't know if you go that many times. And is he liked enough when you're talking about something that's voted on to have people say, yep, he was great?
Happy anniversary, Carlton Fisk. On this day 45 years ago in Game 6 of the World Series, Fisk stood at home plate and famously waved at his 12th inning deep fly ball headed towards the Green Monster. He was waving it fair, and it gave the Red Sox a dramatic 7-6 win over Cincinnati. This is one of the most famous pieces of video in baseball lore. It is right there with Kirk Gibson circling the bases, Willie Mays making a backwards basket catch, and Yogi Berra jumping into Don Larsen's arms. Fisk is a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest, most durable catchers ever, and this is his most shining moment. It almost seems cruel to point out the next day Boston lost Game 7. The Red Sox would have to wait 29 more years to win their first World Series in 86 years. That was in 2004 when they came back from 0-3 to the Yankees to get there. By the way, that foul pole is officially named the Fisk foul pole, so you have Fisk and Pesky.
Yeah, Tony, Carlton Fisk, I mean, he's one of the most fascinating players in the entire history of Major League Baseball. I mean, I think he wound up playing more games, I think, for the White Sox than he did for the Red Sox. But clearly, people largely associate him more often with the Red Sox. If you're going to talk about video footage, just last week watching Mazeroski's home run, you got to include that in there too, and maybe Joe Carter as well.
Happy trails to emotional equanimity for Ryan Fitzpatrick. The veteran quarterback said today he was, quote, shocked when he was called into Brian Flores' office and told Tua would be starting at quarterback for the Dolphins over Fitzpatrick. Quote, my heart was hurt all day. It was heartbreaking for me, Fitzpatrick said. Fitzpatrick, who's been in the NFL for 16 seasons and has started at various times for 8 different teams, said the Dolphins were the first team he had played for since the Buffalo Bills, where he played from 2009 to 2012, that he felt was his team. Fitzpatrick said, quote, I basically got fired yesterday, and my day today consisted of Zoom meetings with the guy who fired me and sitting in the room with the guy who replaced me for 4 hours, unquote. Fitzpatrick conceded that upon being told of the move the day after he led the Dolphins to a big win over the Jets, he thought, quote, was that my last game as an NFL player? Fitzpatrick, who was a 7th-round pick by the St. Louis Rams in 2005 out of Harvard, is the only player in NFL history to throw a touchdown pass for 8 teams.
Tony, it's not his last game. It can't be his last game. He's too good. He's got too much football left in him. We just saw it. There's all kinds of guys playing second string and third string and some playing first string who aren't as good as he is. And I'm just curious, by the way, who had the beard first, Harden or Fitzpatrick? I don't remember.
One clarification, Wilbon, you thought the Cubs might have done well in extra innings this year, and you were right. They were 3-1, so let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The Saints say Michael Thomas's discipline is over and he will play against the Panthers as long as his ankle is ready. Your thoughts?
Tony, that was a high ankle sprain. He hadn't played since week 1, so we're going to have to find out. That's a tough injury to come back from anytime. Patrick Mahomes says he's excited to play in a snow game in Denver Sunday. Does that make sense?
He's so likable. He's a happy person. He's playing Denver. Denver stinks in snow and out of snow. He knows he can beat them. Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta, your boy, says the team's window is still open. They're not blowing up anything. Do you agree?
Tony, it just seems to me like the Rockets now, and Daryl Morey kept them in contention tinkering every year. Seems like they're irrelevant to me, even though they got 2 big stars, 2 Hall of Famers. LSU says it's banning Odell Beckham Jr. from his facilities for 2 years for handing out cash last January. You okay with that?
I think they had to say that. I also think that he's going to be welcome there anytime. Last one. Any Champions League results catch your eye?
Shakhtar from Ukraine beat Real Madrid at Real Madrid 3-2, led 3-0 at the half with 10 guys missing due to COVID injury. I'm just saying.
I missed it. We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knucklehead. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts.
VTI.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.